The Hormuz tightrope, oil markets bet on a peace that isn't secured. The U.S.-Iran strike pause reached 72 hours Monday morning, and financial markets have priced it as genuine de-escalation. Oil tumbled, Bitcoin climbed, and S&P futures traded around 7,522, up roughly 1%. Beneath that calm, the strategic picture is considerably more complicated. A tanker struck a mine in the Strait of Hormuz over the weekend and exploded, a direct assault on the choke point through which approximately 20% of all globally traded oil passes at its narrowest width of about 21 miles. That oil prices fell regardless tells you how much the market is betting on the pause holding. That bet could reverse quickly. Iran's Supreme Leader Khamenei has publicly conditioned any peace agreement on Israel ending its strikes in Lebanon, a requirement Washington does not control and Jerusalem has shown no sign of accepting. National Security Advisor Waltz said Sunday the U.S. military has everything it needs for a continued Iran campaign, a readiness statement rather than a stand-down order. Meanwhile, Trump posted AI-generated images on Truth Social depicting strikes on Karg Island, which processes roughly 90% of Iran's oil exports, during the very pause in which diplomacy is supposedly intensifying. Whether that was deliberate signaling, domestic political theater, or both, the images were noted. A CBS poll released Monday found most Americans described themselves as frustrated and uncertain about the conflict, not opposed, not supportive, but genuinely unsure of the objective. That ambiguity creates political permission for de-escalation, while also allowing the war to drift without clear congressional authorization. A widow whose husband appeared on the Iran war death toll went public over the weekend after his name was subsequently removed from the official count without explanation, adding a human dimension to what military planners cannot fully control. Senator Lindsey Graham was caught on video cheering the strikes and encouraging Trump to escalate. Fox News panelists framed Vice President Vance's call for restraint as disloyalty. The pause is real. It is not stable. Compounding the Strait of Hormuz pressure, Houthi attacks have driven Red Sea shipping to a months-long low, rerouting cargo around the Cape of Good Hope and adding 9 to 14 days to Asia-Europe transit times. Two simultaneous maritime choke points under pressure, with war risk insurance premiums rising in both zones, represent a supply chain stress that the current market pricing has not fully absorbed. Administration reports also confirm active deliberations over a special operations raid to physically seize Iran's enriched uranium stockpile. If that option is being seriously planned, the pause is not the conclusion of military options, but a window for assembling the intelligence picture for a far more provocative action.